You're listening to an unauthorized episode of the Redefining Wealth Podcast with your host, Patrice Washington. And I say unauthorized because if you are an OG listener and a real purpose chaser, you know that I'm technically out of season. We really don't come back into season until March. However, I had this divine download and I just needed to share. I needed to share because I feel so led and so compelled to do something very different than what we would normally do around these parts. But something that I shared in the last episode is that I was feeling called to not just double down, but triple down on the pillars of the Redefining Wealth Podcast. So if you're brand new, here's what that means. We base everything on these six pillars of wealth. That is the methodology that I teach from. That's what the podcast is based on. That's what my book, Redefine Wealth for Yourself, is based on. And that's what many people hear me talk about. And so I recently launched my mastermind, Mastery and Momentum, in December. And while I am so excited about what is already being created in that space, I have to tell you, it blows my mind to see the hearts, the characters, the souls, the spirits that God attracts to me, right? Like the people that are attracted to me, the people from this community that come together, and the 18 women in the Mastery and Momentum Mastermind are blowing my mind. And I'm sure they're blowing each other's mind every day that they get to be in a space like that, where they are so supported, so loved, so encouraged, and so honest and vulnerable about which of the pillars they are struggling in and where they need support. And even though I am so excited about serving them in that space, there was still a part of me coming into 2023 that felt a little burdened by the fact that I know that there are so many purpose chasers out there that don't have the time or financial commitment to commit yet to something like Mastery and Momentum. And so I was at a retreat last week with powerful, powerful women. And I heard a term that was thrown out there a couple times. And the term was micro mind. And my coach, Varian Brandon, believes she created that term. And I believe her because she's brilliant. And because she said she hadn't heard it from any place else. But this idea of the micro mind is to kind of bridge the gap for people who are not yet ready for a full on mastermind that is 6 months or 12 months and five figures of commitment, but you still have a heart to serve them. And it dropped in my spirit and I went to sleep. I woke up at 4 a.m. and literally I felt like God downloaded the entire process, what I could do for 6 weeks in a mastermind with those of you who are purpose chasers that are not quite ready for all of that, but you're tired of just listening to the podcast on your own, not tired of it, but you take what you can, but it's not exactly what you need because you are not a part of the conversation yet, right? It's not just the book. It's not social media posts. You want to connect with me on a deeper level. And you want to dig into these pillars and try to find where there's a gap between what you're saying you want and how you're actually going to get there by using the pillars as your guide. Because I believe many people in this community don't need another business program right now. You don't need another professional certificate. There are parts of your life that are impacting your career and your finances, and you don't even recognize it. By yourself, you are not making the connection. And I want to help you connect the dots. I want to help, you know, put my eyes, my training, my certification and degree in behavioral finance and financial psychology, and all of the work that I have done with hundreds of women just in the last 3.5-4 years. Not even the breadth of my entire career, but specifically the work that I've done in the last few years, because I'm graced to be able to hear even the things you're not saying and pull out what's really happening so that you can finally make the progress that you deserve and that you desire. Some of you have been running in circles and going in circles in these spirals of confusion all alone for much too long. And this micromind, which I am calling pillar mastery, is an opportunity for us to come together in a safe, sacred space for 6 weeks. And I'm really thinking that I may cut it off around 25 people. And at the time of this recording, I'm already like 7 or 8 people in, but I'm thinking that we will get together for 6 weeks on starting January 26th for 2 hours. And we will go through each one of the pillars. I'm going to start by sharing with you where a lot of the disconnects are for most people that I come into contact with. I'm going to share with you a lot of limiting beliefs and myths that I see around the connection between that pillar and money. And then we are going to co-create the conversation. You are chiming in. You are bringing your experience. You're bringing what's going on in your life to the conversation. And we will end it with hot seat coaching. Well, you'll have an opportunity to get in the hot seat and let me pull the layers back, right? For the benefit of the entire group, so that we can really get in alignment with what we truly want out of that pillar. Because the more authentic we are, the more we get off autopilot in each one of these pillars and look at them for what they really are and where we really are, the more progress we will make in attracting the career success and the financial success we desire. What we say around here all the time, you've heard it a million times if you've been here, your business and your finances will only grow to the extent you are willing to heal. And I believe that healing comes in peeling back the layers, clearing the clutter, clearing the limiting beliefs that we are experiencing in these areas so that we can move forward powerfully towards what we say we want. And because we remove the clutter, right, we show up more clearly, we show up more confidently, and our convictions are so much stronger. So if we need to set the boundaries with certain people, places, or things in our life, we can do it because we understand how it is impacting our ability to move forward. Again, some of you have had more than enough business programs and you've listened to all of the podcasts, not just mine, but so many. You've looked at everything you can on YouTube and yet you still feel stuck. You still feel like there's an invisible wall that everyone else is scaling or busting through, right? Or just finding a door and walking in. And yet you are just like in this place of constant frustration and unfulfillment, which is causing you to sometimes mismanage your finances, no matter how good it looks on the outside. No matter what you're driving or where you live or what you're wearing, there are parts of you, this just came to me, or the seat in that office building that you're sitting in, maybe with the view, right? Maybe you got that assigned parking, your name is on the parking spot, doesn't matter. Because what looks good on the outside to everyone else will never quench that thirst that your soul has to do what you feel designed to do. Doesn't matter how good it looks on the outside. And I know that in this community, which is so vast, that there are at least 25 of you that I can support in this season. I have the mastermind running and it's 6 months and it was a 5-figure investment, but this is much less in terms of the time and financial commitment, but it doesn't make it any less powerful. I believe that this could be the breakthrough you've been praying for so that you can have 2023 become the best, most authentic, most intentional year of your life. And I would be so honored to serve you. So I interrupted the break of the Redefining Wealth podcast to share this with you. And I truly hope that it is a blessing to you. You can go to pillarmastery.com to find out more. That's pillarmastery.com to find out more. And come on in. Like I said, we already have 7 or 8 women so far, but men, you are welcome too. But we already have 7 or 8 people all signed up. We're already starting to chat in our private group and just get to know one another. And we begin on January 26th. And for 6 weeks, we are going to go deep and support each other, love each other, share resources, and finally make the progress that we are designed to make. But there's just some stuff keeping us stuck, and we're going to break through that together. So go to pillarmastery.com. If this speaks to your soul, I would love, love, love to serve you. There are payment plans available. I have partnered with Wise Bank, and you can choose from a 3, 6, 9, or 12 month payment plan. But we are going to be together in this container for 6 weeks, beginning January 26th. We close the doors on January 25th at midnight, and that will be your last opportunity. And based on how it goes, I will see if I feel led to do it again. I'm a very spirit-led person. I do as God leads me to do. If I don't feel led to do another Pillar Mastery, I will not. So please understand that if this speaks to you, this is actually the time for you to get in. Because when I do it again, if I do it again, it may not be the same price either. It may have a completely different format. So this is what I feel led to do in this season. And I want to invite you to join me. It would be my honor to serve you. And that's it for me. Now, I can't promise that I won't talk to you until March, because if I feel led, I'll be back. But in the meantime, I hope you are enjoying past episodes of Redefining Wealth, and get excited because season 9 is going to be amazing. And I'm really excited. But until then, go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever feeling like you have to chase money. And you will be able to do all of those things I just said if you join me for Pillar Mastery. So go to pillarmastery.com, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.